The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is time for the spillover with Raph and AD. AD out, Raph with us. So, Raph, NFL backup quarterbacks we just had for our topic, and you are a Broncos fan. I asked you, Bo Nix or Jarrett Stidham. You said very clearly, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Is that what the reports are?
Oh, no.
We could talk to our friend Parker Gabriel about this, too.
Yep. Most of the reports coming out is he's having the more successful camp of the three. You forget that we have the great Zach Wilson also.
Is he third string?
Hey, yes. Jake, I got some Zach Wilson intel.
I'd like to hear that, please.
I did talk to Parker Gabriel yesterday, the former Lincoln Journal star football writer who now is the Denver Broncos beat writer for the Denver Post. He said Zach Wilson makes the most incredible throws of any of the three, but also makes most horrendous. Now, he says that Wilson's arm strength is through the roof good.
It always has been.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why the Jets drafted him. They liked the arm strength that he had.
Yeah. Wilson, he says, throws in, just zips some balls that you're just like, whoa. But then he'll throw some balls, you're like, whoa, the other way. Like, what happened on that?
You can't trust that guy.
Right. That's what it comes down to.
So he's third string in a place that doesn't, no offense, Raph, but no one's really scared of the Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham picture as a quarterback duo, or Bo Nix, the rookie quarterback. Still not a great look that Wilson's still third string in that for that group of quarterbacks.
God, trust is such a huge word, isn't it? Trust is such a huge word with quarterbacks and with players in general. I find that when I'm evaluating guys now, it's the first word I think of. Can you trust this player? Can you trust him? Can you trust Gifford? Can you trust Butler? Can you trust Fedoni? Yeah, I trust those guys. Do you trust them on Saturday? Trust. It's so much about trust, especially at quarterback.
True that. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like, I don't think Denver's going to be as bad as what people think they're going to be. But I'm not.
You are an optimist, Raph.
Well, I know, but they've got pieces. I mean, their offensive line is fairly solid.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is going to give them a running game. There's talk that Javonte Williams looks like before he blew his knee out.
And he was good before that.
And let's face it, they have a head coach.
Yep.
Whether you like him or not. Oh, boy, Jake.
That head coach allowed 70 points to be scored in him last year in Miami.
I don't know, Jake. I've done this to you before. If you lined up Sean Payton and your head coach at Miami right now, would you really take your head coach?
I need to see another year of Sean Payton in this year's NFL. He took years off. Did he lose his touch with the NFL in his time off? There's no doubt that if I took the resumes for their entire careers, I'd take Sean Payton.
Just the picture.
What about today's NFL?
That's a good point. I mean, you have a really good offense.
It was not a good showing for Sean Payton last year in Denver. Mm. Not a good showing at all.
They kind of rallied, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
They kind of did. It was very, interesting to me in this offseason. They talk about, well, maybe Sean Payton's lost it, and da-da-da-da-da. But they had all these players that had committed to signing with other teams, and then 2 days later, they reverted back and went back to the Broncos and said that Sean Payton was the reason why. So it's like, I don't think he's lost it yet.
Is Quentin Newsom still out there?
Yeah, I think he's gonna. Him and Omar Brown. They cut Caden Stearns yesterday, who was projected to be one of their starters this upcoming year, and they let him go. So that makes me think that Newsom. I saw that Newsom made a couple good plays in practice a couple days ago. So
Quentin Newsom, the former Husker, he's got to be close to an NFL player. I mean, he can't be that far away.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Newsom's with the Broncos to start the
season. That's pretty cool. In other training camp news, I saw this yesterday, the other day. This is kind of cool for Nebraska fans. In New Orleans, I saw in a single tweet these names mentioned. Stanley Morgan Jr., of course, still with the Saints. And how about former Nebraska basketball player Michael Jacobson as a tight end right now with no the kidding. New Orleans Saints. Wow. They both had, I guess, good reps the other day.
No kidding.
Not sure if they'll make the roster, but Michael Jacobson then went to Iowa State to be a basketball player. Now is an NFL, trying to make his way as a tight end in the NFL with the Saints.
And Stanley Morgan is a good story because he's in his hometown.
Absolutely.
And Stanley is a great, was a great player. You know, Keith Williams is their receivers coach.
Yep.
You remember Keith Williams?
I sure do.
Keith Williams is the Saints receivers coach, first year receivers coach. He was in Baltimore last year, I think, as an assistant receivers coach.
Yeah, he was.
He's their receivers, the Saints receivers coach now. So there you go. There's some Husker ties. I'm
trying to think in terms of upcoming games this week for week one in preseason. You've got Thursday, Panthers, Patriots, Lions, Giants. That's your next games ahead. We already had the first game last week with the Bears, Texans. Now we get into the full schedule preseason before the season starts in mid-September.
It's here.
Broncos, national TV, NFL Network on Sunday.
Is that right?
Yep.
Against?
The Colts.
All right. I love it.
All right. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.